Kol HaLashon, the entire Torah, everywhere.
The Gemara in the first Perek in Bava Basra says that David HaMelech committed to writing the entire Sefer Tehillim. It wasn't written posthumously after he was Nifta. He himself committed it to writing. And if so, says the Eben Ezra in the Akdome to his Pirushan Tehillim, Al Naharis Bavel is proof that David HaMelech was a Navi and he foretold Al Naharis Bavel. And that's definitely the Pashtus. Eben Ezra brings others who want to say, which is against the Gemara, that Al Naharis Bavel was from the few Kapitlich that was entered in later. And what's that going to mean, that David HaMelech only wrote till Kol Tfilas David Ben Yishai and not these Mizmorim, which is a very hard squeeze into the simplicity of the Gemara? So Pashtus, Al Naharis Bavel was said Beruach HaKodesh. That's one akudah. But now, I want to give over a fascinating Rashi in Sukkah Chofei. The Gemara talks about Avelus. And we would understand that a person that's sitting shiva for a parent needs to be bitzar. He needs to be in pain. He needs to be broken emotionally. And if that would be the case, then he would be potter from Kriyat Shema. But the Gemara says no. And the way Rashi puts it, it's only an outward act of avelus to show the covet of the mace. Afal pishu chayiv linoig avelus shel neile rechitze v'siche laharois kvoid meisoi einoi chayiv lehitztair. In other words, it's not about the person's own loss. The avelus is not a way for grief to get over the loss and your personal pain. Rather, it's to show respect for the mace, that it's not just he disappeared and we're continuing living as if nothing ever happened. Rather, we're pausing and showing that this person was so special and meaningful, a yid departed from this world. And for that covid, we act the outward act of avelus. Now, if there wouldn't be a concept of a neshama living on forever, then there's no kovet ames. The mace is a random piece of dust that simply ceased to exist. So the whole idea of showing kovet ames is a very deep concept, that we're showing that the mace departed, but the mace still exists, and we're saying goodbye to an entity that's still existing. In the words of the Ramban, Bonematim in Parashas Re'eh, he says it's a preda, it's a separation of two friends, but both friends, the live and the deceased, are both existing. Likewise, when Baron Leib Steinman, who Rebbe Avraham Shor called the Kotzker Rebbe Shel Zmanenu, his sharp truth, he said, in times gone by, people were always on the verge of tears. So when they sat down Tisha B'Av, they cried. You think they cried for the Churban? But if life is good, it's a lot harder to cry for the Churban.
Kol HaLashon.
And therefore, a person must understand that if even he doesn't feel that he has any strong emotions, nevertheless, the rhythm and the outward acts of avelus is the main mitzvah. Like Rashi says, by regular avelus, einoi chayiv lehitztair, it's the outward act of avelus, meaning that we know that this great revelation that was in existence during the time of the first Bayis, which had Nevuah and Urim V'Tumim, and the 10 steady miracles mentioned in Pirkei Avos, and the Loshon Shel Zahiris, the red string in front of millions turning white Yom Kippur, meaning the Hanhoge of Nisim, the Hanhoge of Gilui Shchina, which manifested in all the above mentioned, that Gilui Shchina in a much stronger way will come back to us. And we will be in communion with Hashem till we reach Tchias HaMeisim. We will be in constant communion with the Ribbono Shel Olam in a tremendous Tainug, an everlasting Tainug. And since we believe that it's not something that's over, it's something that will return, just like we believe that our relationship with the deceased relative is not permanent, there'll be a bonding again, like Ramban writes on his poem when his cousin Rabbeinu Yonah was nifta, he says, my only nechama is when I'll meet you again. Likewise, the anhaga of Avelus is not something that's over. Anhaga of Avelus is, we're yearning for the return of what we lost. Otherwise, Avelus is insanity. It's spilled milk. The point is, Avelus is not spilled milk. Avelus is, you will bond again with that relative, and you will bond again with the Kedusha of Migdash, which is not just the Migdash, it's the whole situation of Gilui Shechina that permeated the Migdash. Obviously, the great question is, when Kal Yisrael had the Migdash and the Nisim, nevertheless, the entire purpose of creation is free choice, and the Ribbono Shel Olam will always zeh l'um hazeh, there'll be a balance, the Yetzer Hara will have a power to ensnare, although the Nisim were so begalui, not in spite of the Nisim, because of the Nisim, the presence of Hashem was so strongly felt that there was a reaction that we can't live with this constant intense fear of Hashem looking over our shoulders, like Rashi says in Parashas Lech Lecha, Nimroid was Yodea Ribonoi, Omechavein Limroid Boy, and Shina Vosoine Aviv Shevashamayim, because you want Hashem to mind his own business. I want to live my own life. I want independence. So ironically, because the presence was so strong, there was a strong temptation to figure out another way how to get physical sustenance, like Netziv elaborates at length in Parashas Ve'eschanan, that Avodah Zarah were ways how to get food and plenty through other channels and not being forced to submit to the fear of Torah Mitzvahs and to fear the fear of Hashem looking over your shoulder. We'll figure out how to survive Olam Hazeh, and we'll get Hashem to back off and mind his own business. The Leshem explains that was the Kabbalistic secret of the Doir HaFlaga of Kaitzitz B'Netiyas. They wanted Hashem to turn back and allow this world to function and disconnect of him, and they'll figure out a way how to get the Gashmias that they need. But obviously, in the duration of Galus, when we hung on to Hashem, we developed a yearning and a bond that we do want this closeness. We want to be bonded by Hashem. We want Hashem to look over our shoulder. We want to be bonded with Him forever. And we understand the tremendous tainug that's going to be forever and ever with this bond. And that's what we hope for the Gula Shleima, we should be zeiche b'mheira b'yameinu.
Kol HaLashon, a whole world of quality content.